Blog Talk Radio.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You set the test. You're gonna open your window and pour out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season.
Thank you.
Somebody say yes, it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
If you've ever had a little trouble in your life, I don't know whether you've had any trouble in your life, but there's a little song that says, a little old song we decided to do. The words that trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Huh? And the song goes on to say, I laid awake at night. But that's all right. Why? Jesus will fix it.
Jesus, 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 Jes Thank you. Good evening, friends and neighbors and radio land. We are indeed happy to come to your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that will separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know, and we want you to know, that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God will deliver and set you free. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions. Then there are multitudes of people in the battle of decision. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and even in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust that he is moving in you. For when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my heart, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise God for saving and me. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we never knew him before, wherein we come to understand him in a way we have never understood him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God, and if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. Going briefly into the Word of God, we will be going to Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and then we will flip over to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, but we must first realize that God did not give us a brief ministry, but one of power and of a sound mind. So in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, we find these words recorded, and I will be reading out of the New King James Version of the Bible, Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. It says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to take part from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? Verse 7, and he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the end of the earth. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it sat and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave unto them utterance. Verse 5, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And verse 6, and when the sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. If I was to draw a thought from this particular message, I would like to highlight or lift out Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. And from that particular verse, my thought is, wait, for the best is yet to come. Wait, for the best is yet to come. Let us pray. Now, Lord God, it is once again we stand in John's shoes to deliver a word from you. Take my mind, think through it. Take my mouth, speak through it. Take my ears. Let me hear only your voice. Take my eyes. Let me see what you would have me to see as I attempt to deliver this word from you. Father God, let me always be an instrument a reflection of your love. As long as you send inspiration from above. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the church said, amen. Wait, the best is yet to come. Wait, the best is yet to come. That thing that you've been praying to God about and waiting on God to answer, that you, the thing you've been crying about, and I don't know what you've been going through, but God told me to tell you to wait, for the best is yet to come. Oh, you might as well give God a hand clap right there, because your breakthrough is on the way, because the wait is now over. As we begin to look inside this text, it has been some 40 days since the resurrection and 10 days after the ascension, and now we approach the day of Pentecost. We praise God often for the tomb, but I think we ought to give God praise for the empty tomb. I mean, we praise God for unexpected money when it arrives in our mailbox. We praise God when he sees us through whatever we was going through at that particular moment. But how about just giving God praise for an empty tomb? On Resurrection Day, he got up, and there, an empty tomb that proves my Savior lives. He put one foot on devils, the other on the crumbling empire of death, and declared, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am he that was once dead, but now I am alive for evermore. And just as Jesus got up out on that great resurrection day, the good news is that you too can get up off of that bed of affliction. You can get up out of the oppressed spirit. You can get up out of the depressed spirit. You can get up out of the valley of heartache and heartbreak. All you really have to do is, as T.G. Jakes says, get I have came all the way from Alliance, Ohio to Blog Talk on my way to heaven to tell you to wait, for the best is yet to come. I think you ought to give God some praise for an empty tomb, for you see, on the day that he went in the grave, we saw agony, the agony of defeat. But on resurrection, we the thrill of shouting victory. You might have won something through something on this week, this month, this year, and said you could not wait till that thing was over. And you've been saying, God, I can't wait till this thing is over. And you just so happen to tune into Blog Talk Radio on today to hear a word from God. Well, I come to tell you, wait, for your best is yet to come. And now it moves from Resurrection Day into the Ascension. And Jesus moves from being raised from the dead to sitting on the right hand of the Father. And he's making intercession for us, for you could have been dead. You could have still been doing drugs. You could have still been drinking. But, oh, but God, I said Jesus made intercession for us. And, oh, no, 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 not my child. When everyone else counted you out and sat you aside and said, he or she is hopeless, God said, here, take my hand. Let me pull you out of the stuff that you are in. Aren't you glad? But you don't look like that. You don't look like what you have been through, because God made intercessory for you. Let me settle back down. Those of you that know me know that I am an emotional preacher, because all I really have to do is think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, and I can't help but to say, hallelujah, I praise God for saving me. I also praise him that I don't look like what I've been through, because I could have lost my mind for what I've been through. I could have been dead, but thank God for making intercession for me. But I am yet alive, and I am yet in my right mind, and that's the reason I thank God. Come on, and give God a hand clap right there and tell him, thank you that you're yet in your right mind. And meanwhile, back to the text, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And the reason why he is sitting and not standing is because his work is done. The thing that makes me glad is he's interceding for you and for me. I got somebody to pray for me. He works the day shift because his work is not done. But the thing that makes me glad is he's interceding for me. But because sometimes, let me just be honest, you don't remember to pray for me. So I got somebody to pray for me. He works the day shift. In fact, he works 24 hours a day. He's got me on his mind. He took the time and he prayed for me. Yes, it's just like the song says. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. Yes, Jesus is constantly interceding for me. And he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. The reason why he's sitting and not standing is because he has finished what he started. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. I don't want you to miss it. The reason why Jesus is now sitting and not standing is his work is finished. That work that he started in you, he will also finish it. Therefore, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father because your salvation, it is finished. And now we move into justification. The resurrection was about your salvation, but the assumption is about your sanctification. So we get from this that it moves from a justification, which simply means I shall be saved. We move from justification from I shall be saved to I am being saved, which is sanctification, and glorification is I am saved. And sanctification and glorification, these three parts are of my salvation. I am saved. Justification. I have been declared being justified. I know I now have peace. Thank God. I think God deserves a hand clap right there or some praise just to know that you are a justified POU. Regardless to what may come up, yes, you have justification, you have sanctification, and you have glorification. Justification is I'm being saved. Sanctification, I shall be saved. And glorification, I am saved. Saved in the way I walk. There's been a change. Saved in the way I talk. There's been a change in the things I see, in the places I go. I have been changed. So I know I've been changed, for the angels in heaven done signed my name. And I thank God for signing my name. And it would be all right if Jesus just wants to change my name. I know for without a shadow of a doubt that God has truly stepped in and changed my life. I mean, he totally has changed my life. Yes, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, and if I would have continued down the path that I was going, that would have been my end. So take no exception now that I am speaking on Blog Talk Radio. Take no exception of that, because it is no more than the things that God has brought me through and totally turned me around and placed my foot on a solid ground, and therefore I can't help not to praise him. Why? Because he is a good God. You may be down in Zuzu Valley in Tokyo's junkyard. You may be experiencing heartache and heartbreak, but God is still looking down, and he says, "Here, take my hand." As the song says, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. For I sometimes get tired." But God says, "Come on, come on, come on, come on, just keep coming." I remember the story of Peter when Jesus came walking on the water. He said, "If thou be the Son of God, permit me to walk on water just as you did." And Peter did. But then he began to sink, and Jesus went and grabbed him and took his hand and says, "Come on, take me back to where your faith gave out." Yes, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and he pitied my every groan. As long as I live and troubles rise, I will hasten to his throne. Oh, come on, come on, come on, and give God some praise, because he is a good God. He is a lawyer in the courtroom. He is a doctor in the sick room. He is a mother to the motherless. He is a father to the fatherless. He is and will be your best friend. Yeah, I can sometimes call you and you tell me you have to call me back because you're on another phone call, but I can always call Jesus. His mind is never busy. He's always waiting for my call. Oh, I thank God today for just being God. I praise God. And so I come to tell you today to wait, for your best is yet to come. We, as we looked inside our text, we saw three parts to our salvation, justification, and being saved. Sanctification, I shall be saved, and glorification, I am saved. And so, with that, we say unto you that don't miss on Monday night. We have the Reverend Jesse Stewart at 8 o'clock, followed by Lil Killens at 9 o'clock. On Wednesday night, we have all the way from the nation's capital, Reverend Willie J. Vann at 8:30. Thursday night, we have Bishop George Flint at 8 o'clock. And then right back here on Saturday, you have yours truly, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. So we say unto you, as we always do, catch the word, for the word is falling on Blog Talk Radio. See you next week. Thank you.